We'll just start without Magos because, well, because he's not here. I guess that's why.
That's a good way to start.
That's a good reason,
him.
Right? Without him, really? Come on.
Yeah.
How you been?
I've been good, man.
Yeah. What do you think?
I actually feel good this week. Like, you know, last week I was complaining about my back and like, oh, I'm so old.
Well, this week you were complaining about
my
your legs.
Yeah, my legs didn't work. Well, I was stupid and decided to do a workout and then go to Disneyland all day. So we walked. But, dude, in a good note, I hatched so many Pokemon eggs and caught so many Pokemon at Disneyland.
God, I think you're one of the last people still playing Pokemon Go or whatever.
No, dude, there's so many people.
Really?
Yeah. And if you are playing Pokemon Go, hit me up. Be my friend.
I hope we don't have any B-holes that are playing that BS.
Oh, you know, B-holes are playing Pokemon. B-holes love the Pokemon Go.
Do they?
Yeah, people want a Pokemon Go segment, and I'm like, nah, I won't bring that to the weekly. And I was like, nope, because there's so much going on. Okay. Like, did you know it's
Can we just move on?
It's the Team Rocket thing right now.
Team Rocket? I don't know what these words are that you're saying,
it's
Dave.
A Team Rocket event. So now, like, whenever you go to a Pokestop, Team Rocket could take it over. Then you got to battle them for the items.
A Pokestop is a good name for a whorehouse.
Pokestop?
Yeah.
Pokestop.
I'm going to the Pokestop.
Yeah, but it's like Spanish, so it's Poke Y Stop. Like, Pokestop.
Why'd you have to just take my joke and just make it lame, Dave?
What do you mean make it lame? I made it better.
Oh my god.
Pokestop. It's like a slang. It's the Pokestop. But dude, the Team Rocket event is killer.
Okay, let's move
on.
So
we're battling. I'm getting all kinds of crap, bro.
Oh man.
How was your weekend, man?
My weekend. Oh. Yeah, I told you a little bit about it.
Yeah, a terrible
weekend.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah. It involves bad. I mean, you know, it's a part of life. No, I'll talk about it.
All right.
It's definitely it's a part of life and
I don't want to experience yet.
Yeah, this is actually the first time that anything like this has happened so close to my family. What has happened is that my niece, who lives in Texas, who has a father who lives in Fontana, and I know, not well, but I know him, and he's always been a super chill guy. And he's probably, if I had to guess, 53.
That doesn't seem very old.
No. On Thursday, he had a heart attack. And he got rushed to. He had a heart attack at a hospital. Okay, but they gave him CPR, and they you know, the family right now is kind of like trying to figure out what happened. How come he didn't get the heart treatment or whatever treatment was necessary faster because he was at a hospital? Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna have a heart attack, don't you want it to have it at a hospital? So I guess they were doing CPR on him because he was out. But they didn't bring out the defib. So I guess if they would have brought out the defibrillators, he wouldn't be in a bad a situation as he is now. He got pronounced dead 3 different times already. It's crazy because what happened? He had a heart attack and he kept having them, so they had to medically induce him into a coma.
Jesus.
53, man. 53, I don't know if he had any prior history, medical history, but just out of nowhere. So we have family, one of his daughters lived in Texas who he visited over the summer. They came down, like they drove, as soon as they heard the news, they hopped in their vehicles, drove down, and they made it in 22 hours. So they were staying all weekend just so they could see her dad. But the good news is that he's responsive. So the very first day that they saw him, he would just move his feet. You know, move his feet and kind of like, you know,
wiggle a toe.
I guess he would shake his whole leg. So Christina would start talking about his granddaughter. He not only would kind of like, you know, try to get up, but he started tearing up.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's brutal and it's sad. However, the positive thing is that he's hearing you. So it's like worst case scenario, the nurses were saying that he's a vegetable.
Oh,
yeah, because he was pronounced 3 different times dead. I'm not sure how long he was dead for. But if you think you're being pronounced dead 3 different times, you think there is some, you know, brain damage there. So I don't know how extensive it is. So that was day one. Day two, they go to the hospital, and he was even more coherent. You know, he was able to kind of like open his eyes and kind of like nod a little bit. So even in those 2 days, there was some positive feedback from the nurses and the doctors. That was on Sunday. So far, since then, I haven't had any updates. But yeah, so that was my kind of weekend. It was just kind of screwed up in that way.
But if he comes out of this, if he pulls out of it,
yeah.
How much of a boss is he going to be where he died 3 times? And it'd be like, three times. Yeah. Come at me, Dad.
Exactly, man.
I fear nothing.
Yeah. So that was my weekend. Yeah. And I mean, you know,
that sucks, man.
It sucks, you know, but it's a part of life. And man, I got to give it up to my niece, man. She was just so positive, and she's very strong, and she has to be for her kids. Her kids are probably, I want to say the oldest one is 5, then she has a 3-year-old and then a 1-year-old. And she can't cry in front of them because at that age, you don't want, because they don't really comprehend.
Yeah.
Like, once your kids are a little older, it's okay to show emotion because you're human, you know? But at that age, I think she's still trying to kind of shield them and kind of like, you know, pick how she wants to introduce that, you know what, your granddad's, you know, still alive, he's still with us, he's in bad shape, but he might not be the granddad that you knew.
Remember,
you know, so pretty brutal situation, but man, props to my niece, man, she's a strong woman, kept it together, she's still with us, she's going to be with us through Thanksgiving, and Frank was at Loma Linda, and then he got transported to Cedar Sinai, where they were able to, he was in critical condition for 2 days, and they were able to finally kind of like stabilize him, or he was stabilized but still in critical condition, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's what I was told.
Do you know if they gave him an iPad? Because when I was at Cedars, they gave me an iPad, so I just chilled for hours and just watched.
No,
TV.
I don't think he's that coherent yet. You know, he's not that coherent yet for sure. So it's a slow process, and you know, it's definitely a painful process. So
Seems like I walked into a real laugh fest here.
Why does that microphone sound like crap?
Because this microphone sucks.
Or is it my headphones?
No, it's the microphone. You gotta go up.
Okay.
A little bit.
I think it's the voice.
Okay. No. Go
it's
ahead.
Your face, Dave.
Okay. No, I was just telling him my party.
How was your weekend, Mugs?
You know what's funny is
not
that
as sad as Omar's.
I was dealing that. So my good times and were sandwiched. Which, you know, there were the breads because on Friday night I had the guys' night out, and then at the end of Sunday we had the Hollywood Park casinos.
Oh yeah,
and then just in the middle was just kind of like the family stuff. So, but thanks for everybody who came out to the guys' night out. It was a good time. Beer Mug did have an endless thing that was super funny at the end of the night.
Oh,
what was the
endless raffle?
Oh, yeah.
The raffle never ended. It was crazy. What were we raffling off?
Grinchmas tickets. And we had like 8 pairs, and everybody who had a ticket like decided to leave.
So we kept going. So our cutoff time is midnight, and I think we went to like 12:20 or something like that. It was crazy.
We didn't get paid overtime
for
that.
It was 4-4-7-2.
Yeah, it was insane. Nope. But it was a good time.
7-7-2-1.
All the B-holes that came out, we definitely appreciate you.
Shout out to B-hole Tanya.
And Tim Markle.
And Tim.
Tim Markle, man. Like,
he doesn't
have
a butthole.
He didn't. No, that's the
that's
different
Tim.
Oh.
But yeah, he was there, and he was super geeked to meet us. It still doesn't make sense when people geek out about us, right? It's still like, what? Like, you know, we're called the B-team. First of all, we're the B-team. And we're just regular schmoes that work in radio.
And it's funny it's funny when you hear about the B-hoes, like even talk...
The B-hoes?
The B-holes.
We have B-holes?
I did say B-holes.
Those are the female B-holes.
No, they are not, Mugs. No, but you know, it's funny shouting them out on the mic. But it's even funnier to see an official recap of the event and say the B-holes were well represented.
Oh, George Carthen's email? Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome.
It was
Shout
funny.
Out.
You know what? By the way, let me say before you, I let you speak, Mugs, is that B-holes, you are very much appreciated, because if the sales department sees that the B-holes represent, that means the B-team gets more gigs and more live appearances. And
you get to see us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just don't get pepper sprayed.
Jesus.
Shout out.
That's a good tip, though.
Shout out.
It is a general life,
to... And I'm going to say your name on the next episode because my phone is not here and we're probably going to start the show and this is going to be too late by then. But to the B-hole who brought me a little goodie because I responded to his tweet. That's all.
Oh, really?
He brought me a little something-something.
What was the something-something of?
Weed?
Yeah, nature's medicine.
Okay.
And, was it marijuana? He could bring you weed. It's fine.
What I'm saying. It cost money and he just gave it to me.
That's always nice.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Did he want to smoke out with you? Is that why?
No, he just said, here you go. It's for you, Mugs, and enjoy it. And so I will get your name on the next one. I am sorry. I don't have my phone on me now.
Cool,
wow.
Man.
He doesn't remember you from the night. Wow.
I do remember him. I just don't remember
What was his name? Doesn't remember you. No, Tim gave you a Carolina Reaper that he wants you to eat.
And you say you're down, right? No. One of the episodes.
I'm eating Flamin' Hot Cheetos right now.
I think he's done it before. Didn't he do this before? It sounds familiar.
I had a chip.
He had a chip. Okay, no, this is the chip. Actual pepper.
Yeah. Oh. I
need to freeze it. Then.
When I was in high school,
it's still sitting on my
wait, is the California Reaper a little
Carolina.
Tiny one?
Oh, Carolina.
No,
Carolina.
Is it a small one?
No, it's like that big.
Oh, okay. It's not the one I ate.
It's red.
In high school, my buddy had his mom had a little chile plant in the back, you know, like classic Mexicans do. And he was like, "Hey, dude, I dare you to eat it." And it was literally
it's a little jalapeno
smaller,
pepper, dude.
Smaller than a penny. And I was just like, "What's the? Yeah, dude, you're totally on." And the only thing, caveat was you have to chew it.
You have to bite it. Yeah, you have to bite it.
So I was like, "Yeah." So I'm like, "Ah, yeah, no worries, dude." My head was melting for about an hour. And by the way, I, stupid kid, I was making it worse by drinking water.
Oh,
I was just like, I didn't know that milk was it, or you have to chew on lettuce or whatever. I was like, I was just making it worse. So it's just sweating and just like crying for an hour. It was one of the worst experiences of my lifetime.
If it's really hot, even milk sometimes won't even.
Well, milk really? Will just dull your tongue, but it won't. Your mouth is already on fire.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. What about cheese? Like, just get like a big block of cheese.
Ooh,
in your mouth, maybe. Yeah.
So think about that, and then think about me eating a piece of pizza from Sunday that Muggs got. It was just regular spicy chicken. I was like, my mouth is on fire.
I had a slice of that. It was
my
like
mouth's on fire.
Spicy.
It's like barely like they like dropped.
No, Muggs is all being a little dick right now. He even said, "Look, I get it. It's spicy. If you don't eat this, and I don't eat spicy food. So it was spicy.
But on the level of spice, it's pussy level.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm fine with pussy level.
But guys' night out in Hollywood Park was super fun. I hope you guys come out to the next Hollywood Park Casino gig. I think it's going to be on December 15th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that is true. We're going to give away another TV.
Yeah, so you come on down, and we always have the $500 in cash, which is great. And the jerseys, which are
the
amazing.
Jerseys, cornhole.
And Muggs kind of told me a little bit of the jerseys. These aren't like the low end jerseys. These are like super high end jerseys, right? What's so special about them, Muggs?
So the older, they're the replicas, but the old replicas had the screen printing of the numbers on them. So like over time, if you wash it, it would wear out and this, that, and the next thing. Nike has this new jersey. It's a dry fit jersey where the number is like actually part of the jersey. It's actually part of the material. So this thing will last forever.
Yeah, so super cool. And you play a game of cornhole, you get it in the hole, you get a jersey.
Yep.
And it's super fun. And by the way, man, that pizza was my first time having that pizza at Hollywood Park Casino. It's legit. It was super good.
Yeah.
Super good.
The spicy one?
Good food, yeah. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
You know what I did enjoy? My burger.
Poor Dave. Poor Dave. Did you hear what happened to Dave?
Why? What happened?
So we told Arnie,
I ordered the burger first.
Yeah, he ordered the burger first, and then we put in our order of like nachos and a couple of pizzas, and had some buffalo wings, and they bring out all this food, and they also bring out a chicken sandwich, and then Arnie turns around and is like, "No, the chicken sandwich isn't for here." So Dave's thinking, "Oh, they're gonna bring out my burger right away." And dude, like, I'm not kidding, an hour goes by, no burger. They never bring out his
when
burger.
When do we order it? The second, like before, in the first quarter.
The
we
first
ordered
quarter,
it.
Yeah. For and they finally bring it out
in the fourth quarter.
The fourth quarter, it was super funny. He ended up getting it, but
it was a good burger. Yeah. Oh, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Yeah. But thanks for everybody who comes out to the events. And dude, every single time we do these things, more and more people are showing up, which we definitely appreciate you, and it's very humbling. What I do want to talk about is a little bit about
not Beer Mugs Weekend.
do you have something to contribute? No, sorry. I didn't do it on purpose, dude.
I know. I had
this is a good thing. It's good to be busy. I had a gig on Friday, a gig on Saturday, and then Hollywood Park on Sunday.
There you go.
I'm a little tired.
So you get gigs every day.
Yeah.
But look.
Was it Rosnack?
No.
No.
Not Rosnack.
Rosnack.
What's Rosnack?
It's a car dealership. Mm-hmm. I just find the name so funny. Rosnack. Is that how you
Glendale?
Pronounce it?
Rosnack.
Oh, it's Rosnack.
Is it in Glendale?
I don't know. For some reason,
no,
I think it's Rosnack. Yeah, so yeah, he's going to be like the official like Rusnak guy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
dude.
That's awesome. Yeah, totally.
The face of Rusnak.
Rusnak.
I don't know about the face, but
but I want to talk about a little bit of like Mr. No Emotion over here. You know, Bean's been gone for about a week and a half when we're recording this.
Yeah.
Any kind of feeling like now, like that Bean's gone, or are
he's
we dead. Just like we're just chugging along?
We're just chugging along.
Business as usual.
Who?
Yeah, it's business as usual, man.
Yeah,
do you think life is for the living, bro?
Do you think, you know, it's so funny because the week of his departure, for me, I was going to be like, I thought I was going to feel more like, oh, there's going to be a dramatic change. But the show is the show, and the show just kind of evolved a little bit more, and it's a little like, hey, just Bean's on vacation right now. You know, and I think even when we start kind of, you know, with the new name and the new production and stuff, it's just not going to be, it's not going to feel any different because we're still doing the show, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I left him on email, so, you know, I left him in our group email, so there's that.
He is still responding to the group
email. He started responding because I pulled a clip, which made me laugh.
Yeah, super funny.
And the clip was awesome.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, it was Casey some Casey Kasem about the girl died because her husband was off on a Arctic expedition with some captain. You're like, what the hell?
That's funny. So this past Thursday, the execs here, Mr. Weatherby, Jeff Fetterman, and I think a couple of other people from Intercom, took the morning show on a first ever dinner, which kind of blew my mind. That was the first time that ever, like, corporate decided to take the morning show out. But how'd
you
was
like
it, guys?
It, yeah, how'd you like it, though?
I was too busy to go. I really wanted to go, but I was like, if I chose to go, I would have to go because I didn't want to spend money on a babysitter. It would have been an arm and a leg for a babysitter just for a couple hours in the middle of the day. So what I would have had to do is go home, pick up my kids, go home, wait for my wife to get home, and then, you know, sit in traffic for 2.5 hours just to barely make it. And by the way, not drink because I couldn't Uber all that way home. And then I would have to go home.
Look, if it make you feel any better, I live maybe 8 miles from where we had dinner.
Yeah.
And it took me an hour and a half to get there.
Oh, my God.
On streets.
It would have there's no way I would have made it then.
Yeah.
It would have been a nightmare. But tell me a little bit about that night because, let's see, who was it? I mean, Kevin was in the worst shape when I saw you guys at Guy's Night Out. Beer Mug was in pretty bad shape. He was like, I don't think he drank
tired,
at all.
Though.
I was tired as hell, man.
Yeah. But, okay.
He had a couple of drinks, but though. He had some drinks
in
him. Did he?
Yeah. Guy's Night Out, you did?
No, I'm saying at dinner.
I had no drinks.
Yeah, he had no drinks at Guy's Night Out. That's why.
So
that's why I'm thinking, he was probably worse.
Because I had to wake up on Saturday and be in Pomona at 10.
Oh, you had the NHRA thing, right? Yeah. Okay.
Beer Mug ruined our annual, our Guy's Night Out, King Taco Night.
It's not the first time I missed it.
Oh, you bastard.
It's not the first time I've ruined it.
So tell me a little bit about the, and Dave was fine. You know, he was just drinking or whatever. He seemed a little tired and a little hungover. But once you had your first drink, I think you were fine.
I was fine, yeah.
But tell me a little bit about the dinner, what happened, and, you know, something that hasn't been covered on, you know, the Kevin and Bean Show already.
Well, I'm getting fired in February.
Oh, wait. That's news to me. Good news, but...
Not until you have to run the board.
Great. Oh, no. We have destiny now.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way.
Not in February. No, I'm just kidding.
Just
kidding, people. We're just kidding about Beer Mug and Destiny.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we introduced Destiny sort of to the world.
Yeah, so I want to get her in on the B team, like, because, dude, like, being thrown into this and, into this madness, and, like, we didn't cushion it. You know, we don't cushion things, I think, right? We have to throw her, you know, directly into the flame just so, hey, this is it.
We're the parents who get the kids and go, hey, let's learn how to swim. Yeah. Throw you into the deep end.
Exactly.
But, I mean, we're standing in the deep end, though, to watch.
Yeah, but move your arms and then go, and then you'll get it.
So maybe in the next couple of weeks. By the way, B-Holes, we are going to be taking next week off, I think, or 2 weeks or something like that. I'm not sure, because I'm going to be taking vacation. However, with that said, remember that B-Team 86 that was magically deleted?
Was it magically deleted?
It was magically 86.
Well, it was it was magically deleted and it was magically recovered.
That's crazy.
So listen, B-Holes, I remember saving it, and Beer Mug was here when I was saving it, and I saved it in two different spots.
He even asked the question of, are you sure it's saved? And we're like, yeah, of course it did.
Nope. And then, then I go home, and then it wasn't anywhere to be found. And so then I come in Friday morning thinking that it would be here on the local drive or on the share drive. Nowhere to be found. So that's why I did the little, B-Team 86, where it was just me kind of throwing it to the bits, right?
I didn't hear the whole episode of the new 86 version 2. Did you add the tribute song I did to Bean?
I left that in the original one that aired.
Okay.
The one that got released, I put that in there.
So yes.
Oh, so it's in
there. So yes.
It's in there. Yeah,
that's all
there.
I need to find out.
It's in there.
He was mad.
I wasn't mad.
He said he didn't even put it in.
No.
Yeah, I told you I was going to put it in.
Well, I know. I mean.
No, no. It did make the show. And yeah, definitely. So what we're going to do for next week, B-holes, is that we're going to release the deleted
The found episode.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, B-holes, that you know who you are, that you know, gave me the heads up on a certain mistake that
happened.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having my back, because I don't know what happened. I like to blame computer problems on that one, but maybe not. It was a huge thing, and so I don't know. But thank you. You know who you are, and you know what I mean, because
Paul.
Paul.
Because of Party Paul. Paul from Palm Springs.
So let's get back into the dinner that happened.
Oh yeah.
So tell me, you know, a little bit of a behind the scenes of that and the shenanigans that went on. You know, we know that, you know, Kevin overindulges a little bit, and you know,
it started with a fun little toast. You know, we had some champagne, and then Jensen proceeds to spill it right away.
Wait, had he been drinking or?
Nope, not even.
He just totally sober.
Just got served.
And
just,
oh my God.
Right away. But then another funny thing happened was Beer Mug was, what were you doing, Mugs?
I was explaining a guest we had on that day, and I was using my hands. So then I knocked over.
Yeah, but he was doing like a bad impression of an impression.
Oh, somebody who's, you know.
I was doing an impression of James Adomian doing Bernie Sanders.
Oh, okay.
From Get Up on This.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, got it.
So.
So
it wasn't going well. So
yeah, everyone's looking at Mugs going, what are you doing?
I was like, F this. I'm going to knock over the champagne.
Wait, you did it on purpose?
No.
Oh.
it worked out. It worked out to take all the awkwardness off what I was trying to do.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
good. The dinner went well, dude. You know, as well as it could go with the bosses. They're just hanging out, having some drinks and talking, and food was good. And,
yeah.
And you know, Mugs had a bomb-ass salad, as he does.
It was an okay salad.
Okay. Yeah, because it had apple.
You ordered salad?
No. We got a bunch of bites.
It was family style.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
So then we go to the burgundy room. Mugs goes in. And disappears with his assistant Ruben to go get some weed.
Why was he assisting you? Like
Ruben, he was almost like feeding him. Like,
but Ruben chooses to take on. He does.
Yes.
But he chooses to take on this role.
He chooses to.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, hey, Mugs, do you mind if I tag along? I'm not gonna be like, no, Ruben.
Yeah. But then like Ruben feels compelled to take care of like Dave. If you were there, he'd be like, oh, what you need, dude? Like, you know. And we're just like, we're not at work, dude. Like, you know, at work. Not even at work do we expect it, but he's that guy. Like, oh, what do you need, man?
He's very helpful.
Well,
he's like a Honda dealer.
Later on in the night, he was making a joke to Dave about, hey, you know, I'm going to be Mug's assistant in acoustics, so that means I get a room, right? And then Dave goes, are you requesting, or is Ruben your assistant for acoustic? I'm like, no. And then, like, of course, everybody doesn't believe me now. And people think that I'm requesting Ruben as an assistant, but honestly, Ruben, if you're listening, yeah, I need your help.
But it was weird when he was feeding him, though. Oh, that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, like, we were having...
feeding him his penis.
Yeah.
Wow, I must have a big penis. Or was it already cut up and chopped? Well, no, that's weird.
But
I'm sorry.
This has just gone off the rails now.
That is just...
No, but, you know, like, we know what happened to Kevin, but at the third bar, there was a drink, like, I wanted to... Because Kevin was giving me crap all night about, like, ooh, you're not drinking, you know.
Oh, he was that drunk, huh?
Dude, at the second bar we went to, he had three drinks where I had one.
That dude pounds him down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was giving me crap. He's like, oh, you're not even drinking, little baby, blah, blah. So I was like, oh, fun Kevin's out tonight.
Yeah.
I was like, fun Kevin is out. So at the third bar, of course, my idiot, I was like, oh, I'm just going to throw down this drink and talk crap to him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, Kevin, you're not drinking. As I throw it down. Yeah. After 30 minutes after Kevin pukes, I'm all like, yep, it's night time. I'm going right to sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how long did it take you to get home?
I don't know. I was in the Uber. As soon as I got into the Uber, I passed out.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I held it together until I got into the Uber. Then I was like, all right, I'm good. I'm
cool.
Out. Yeah.
Well,
and the next thing you know, the guy's like, sir, hello, señor, we're here. I was like, oh, yeah, this is my house. All right, cool.
Wow, that was racist, dude.
I don't think it's racist because he's Mexican.
It's me, bro.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
think it's me, bro.
Oh, that is a good point. He's, yeah, you know what? Yeah. It's racist.
Yeah, you're racist. Dirt. No. Jerk.
I was going to start the show intro there, but.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Okay, here we go.
You're racist. Come along now. Take a ride with the B team. Let's get together.
and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B-Team. Yeah! The B-Team. The B-Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B-Team.
Baby!
That's right, this is the B-Team, episode 87, if you're counting. My name is DJ Omar Khan, the imaging director of the Kevin and Bean Show. Alongside me, we have the producer, Dave the King of Mexico.
Hey!
And we have Muggos.
Ruben, where are you at? I need
you. He needs his balls fondled. Just
oh,
lightly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, to get him comfortable.
Haven't been fondled in a while.
Do you think he has soft hands?
Ruben?
Yeah. No, dude, he's old, man. He's got really, like,
just really
rough,
wrinkly hands.
I want to make a comment
sure.
about last episode 86, the original Bean episode where it was his exit interview.
Yeah.
I was going to say, look.
Oh, this is funny.
Coincidentally.
This is how dumb we are.
Coincidentally. Oh, my God. It's episode 86 because it's Bean's last day, and you get 86th when you're tossed out of somewhere.
And it would have been great.
But the stupid reasoning I had in my head was, no one's going to know what 86 means.
It would have been great.
Which is like the most universal term, too.
Yeah, and by the way, so the reason we're talking about this is because I brought it up to Muggs at Guy's Night Out because I saw somebody on social media said, hey, was it just coincidence?
Yeah.
And I was like, God, how stupid are we that we didn't put that together?
I thought it. Didn't say
it would have been the perfect fit.
We're not stupid. It's just it's a lot going on, man.
Listen,
dumb. That guy could have had like hours think of it. Like, ooh, look, oh yeah, it's 86. Whatever.
But the worst part is I thought about it.
Yeah, I bet you the guy live, just like really, he just like, oh, episode 86. Oh, this is Bean's
Beans. Yeah,
he thought of it like
he
that.
Got 86. Yeah,
Jesus, God, man.
Have you guys ever been 86 out of anywhere?
Oh hell yeah.
No, like legit, like had to sign papers and stuff.
Oh no,
oh, no.
I've been picked up and like physically thrown out.
Yeah. Really? Where?
What is it? Rusty's Chicken Shack in Santa Monica.
You shouldn't cover your mouth when you're talking into a microphone because it doesn't really sound good. Like, literally, Muggs is trying to talk through
Rusty's
his hands.
You know what? It kind of sounds better, actually. Oh, that mic.
Stupid. It was Rusty's Chicken Shack in Santa Monica.
It's not even a bar. Or is it a bar?
It is a bar.
Oh, I don't know.
There was a band playing, and I started moshing in the middle of the restaurant.
It's a restaurant slash bar kind of place.
And they have like a stage, but like all the restaurant the tables are in front of the stage. So I started moshing.
Okay, was anybody else moshing?
Me and my buddy.
Oh man!
And the bouncer came over and picked me right the F up.
Yeah,
like bear hugged me.
Yeah,
and I'm like, "What are you doing, dude?" And he's like, "No moshing." And as he was pushing me out the door, I was flipping tables over.
Wow.
How drunk were you?
I was hammered.
That sounds like a good time, man.
So
that sounds like a good time.
I was 86, but never like officially, never like blacklisted.
You got officially 86 from what spot?
What is it? Whiskey Pete's and on State Line?
Yeah. What happened?
Me and my friends were messing around and they threw me into the Christmas tree. And I fell into like the Bonnie and Clyde car.
Oh man!
So yeah, they took us in the back, and I was underage.
And they made you fill out paperwork.
Yeah, they took our photo and stuff like that.
Jesus.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure I could go back now, but
yeah,
but it was fun.
All right, on this episode of the B-Team, we're going to get to your Afro calls, and basically that's all we're going to do because the Afro calls are great, and you guys request some cool stuff. Like, we're going to have a Ralph Rewind of him being Bruce Springsteen, and we all know how that's going to end. It's going to end in a bloody mess. And then we also have a request for, remember when Ralph did Kelly Don't Eat?
Yeah, didn't we play it already?
Kelly Don't Eat? No, we were talking about playing it, and we never did. That's how good we are. And then... a weird request for a drop called You Live. Do you know what You Live is? The Love Line thing? Do you guys know that?
Yeah, that's Mike's thing.
Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about that because I really don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about
it. Oh, you don't? Maybe Muggs knows a little bit about it. So
no.
I pulled. You don't? Okay, well, we're going to play the clip.
I've heard it.
Okay.
But I don't know the backstory. I don't know.
It's just a Drew and Mike thing. Like, that was one.
This guy in the Afro call, he kind of has a little brief explanation.
I think it's from like a movie or something.
It is. It's from a movie. And Mike, just let's say his mind is effed up. He's very twisted. So I don't know why this is one of his favorite clips or how that got started.
You
but
live.
But the clip is a little bit disturbing.
Oh.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to get into that. And we're also going to Butterball Turkey Hotline. We're going to drop that in because
oh,
it is
nice.
Going to be Thanksgiving.
We don't
so
do that anymore.
We don't do that anymore. And this one's from 2008. And this is going to be, I believe it's going to be Ralph. It's going to be obviously the turkey and Beans the farmer. So it was good times when we used to do that. And by the way, I super enjoy that nonsense because it was just, I don't know. It was a little bit tradition and a little bit like, I don't know. I guess mostly tradition because towards the end, we had to set up the call, right, Dave?
Yes.
So we'll talk about that a little bit later, but we'll get into your Apple calls right
why,
now.
Why it became not fun anymore.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and they kind of got over it because it was more set up than not real, I guess, right?
They were expecting it, so.
So Afro time, you could call it 24 hours a day, 323-520-AFRO. And let's get into the first one.
Hey, Omar and Dave. One, maybe two poops a day? You guys got to be backed up. I poop like, I get to work at 6:45 in the morning. First thing I do is take a dump. And then by 9 o'clock, I've probably taken two more dumps.
Whoa.
I probably poop about five times a day. You guys need to eat a lot more fiber. Get that squish going on, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, four or five times a day?
I think that dude has a problem.
Yeah, dude, go see a doctor, man.
Yeah.
You should not be pooping that much, right?
That's impressive.
That's impressive. I mean, they have to be small poops. Like unless he's like super fat guy and just
straining.
They're not full.
Yeah, they're not
full logs.
They're like little poops. You know.
By the way, as much as I like pooping, when it's that little stupid nugget that you struggle for, I hate it. I get mad.
Yeah,
I'm like all that for this. You're wasting my time.
Yeah,
dude.
you're like literally there like for 10 minutes trying to like wiggle it out and stuff. You're like, God, come on.
Do you guys ever hit your knees? Like below your knees, like when you're squatting,
in like in a gay way, like
no,
what are you talking about?
Like,
I hit my
like
knees.
If you have like if one's like not coming out and shush, talking to like it's not like it's dangling out and
wait
you hit
a
your knees.
Wait a minute, what is this?
You never done that?
No.
It works, dude.
Oh, I know what Dave's saying.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a little. It's like a
wait.
It's one that's like hanging by a thread.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like it can't come out.
You feel it dangling.
Yeah,
yeah, and you just hit your knees.
You're trying to
and you hit your knees and that works.
Yeah.
I've never tried that, but
you should try it. Let's try it. It
okay.
works, dude. It works. Someone told this to me, and when I did it, I was like, oh, hello.
I'm game.
Yeah.
I'll try it. All right.
Pretty good.
BT, what's up?
Hi.
Listener from Florida here, man.
Oh,
I just came out of seeing Blinded by the Light, the Bruce Springsteen movie, and I just could not stop thinking about Ralph's impression of the boss, Springsteen, man. Do you have an episode you guys should play for me of Bruce killing people? That could be our Ralph Rewind. See you later.
Yeah.
Didn't even give his name, did he? He just said B team listener from Florida.
I'm not sure, but yeah, dude. The Bruce Springsteen bits. How the hell did they get started? Like, why was that like the punchline? It was just everything would always end in a bloody mess.
Yeah,
or like
because he's telling a story and then it ended up with him killing a hooker or something.
It was
like that.
Always very funny, and Ralph just really knew how to paint that picture. Which was here's the thing with radio: it's like you know you could be a funny personality, but to kind of play theater of the mind and build a scene with your voice and the character. A tremendous talent, tremendous talent. So I pulled one, and I hope you guys enjoy. This is a Ralph Rewind of Ralph doing Bruce Springsteen. We're just going to drop this in.
Drop it.
I don't go to New York very often, mm-hmm. but I'm telling you what, I wish I were going to be there sometime in October or November to have an opportunity to at least maybe try to get tickets to go see this Bruce Springsteen on Broadway show.
Yeah, 8 weeks of solo shows, just completely
intimate. It's amazing. He plays stadiums most of the time mm-hmm. because he's one of the most popular live performers in the world and has been for 40 years. But this is something new. And I wonder if this had to do with the time, you know, he sat down and wrote his autobiography a year and a half ago or so and really started to examine his life. And I feel like that's the idea behind his presentation is he wants, you know, he says it's going to loosely follow the arc of my life and my work. And he's got hundreds of songs to choose from. He's going to be doing readings from the book. He's going to have other spoken word portions of the show. And it's just going to be him and a guitar or him and a piano, just acoustic, just playing his songs. And it's the hottest ticket in town, as you can imagine.
Sure.
And we're so lucky to have a good relationship with Mr. Springsteen. We're able to get him back on the phone here this morning to tell us a little bit more about the show that's going to be happening at the Walter Kerr Theater in New York City for just 960 lucky fans tonight. Hey, Bruce, welcome back, sir.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, how are you guys?
Well, we're doing fine. It's always great to have you on, boss. But I guess the first question I got to ask is, you know, you're working just as hard in a tiny venue like this as you would be playing a giant stadium, but you're making so much less money. Financially, that's got to take a hit for you.
Well, first of all, if I'm working just as hard in this show as I am on a stadium tour, then I got bigger problems than money, quite frankly, because this is just going to be me and a guitar and a piano and that's it. It's just going to be quiet. I'm not going to be running around on stage and doing all the crazy antics that I've done over the years in those big shows. So
yeah,
this is
right.
A very different experience for the audience, and it's going to be different for me too.
That's a fair point. I mean, you are singing and playing for 3 hours. That's work in itself. But what's the idea? How do you shape a show like this that you say is going to follow the arc of your life and your work? What does that mean, Bruce?
Well, you know, I'll be reading from my autobiography, Born to Run, and I'm going to be talking about the events in my life that shaped the songs that people know and shaped me as a person. And when you want to have a conversation about yourself, sometimes you don't want to have that conversation with 50,000 people. It's easier just to have it with not 960 people. So that's why we've scaled everything down. It's going to be less crazy, more quiet, and more of a conversation than it is than a concert.
Will there be some stories that you'll tell on stage some nights that you've never told before?
Oh, sure. I mean, the book, you can't put everything in one book, and I've got stories. You know, we've just checking out the theater, and when I got to the theater and was walking on Broadway, reminded me of the first time I ever left my home there in Jersey and Freehold and went to New York, went to the big city. Mm-hmm. And I remember walking through New York City for the first time, and there I was at Times Square, and I tell you, Times Square was a lot different then than it is now, and there were a lot of ladies of the evening, I guess they were called, and I remember seeing this one hooker on the street, and she said, "Hey, baby, you want a date?" And you know, I did want a date, and so she took me to her apartment, and she told me $50. I was like, $50? That's all I had in my jeans at the time, and so I decided to go for it, and I took off my clothes, and she started laughing.
Oh, no.
I could just remember her laughing, just ringing in my head, just.
It sounds
Omar,
sad.
What are you laughing at? Omar, what are you laughing at, man?
A guy named Omar with you?
Yeah, Omar here, working with me sometimes. Okay. So I just remember her laughing, and everything went red.
That had to hurt.
Why did that hurt?
Yes, because it's just painful. Just shameful, yeah.
Oh, emotionally.
Yes.
The going red part, I thought meant hurt. That didn't hurt.
No.
Just made me enraged. And
right.
I remember dangling her outside her second floor apartment window just by her hair.
No, Bruce.
I could tell that her hair was starting to come out by the roof.
Bruce,
why is there always so much murder?
So much death.
And all I could see below her was a dumpster filled with jagged glass and twisted metal from a local construction site. And
oh, no.
I decided if I dropped her into that dumpster, that she would really get hurt and probably killed. So
oh, no.
I had a second thought.
Oh, thank God.
I doused it with lighter fluid.
No!
Set her on fire.
Please don't say that, Bruce.
I'd burn her to a crisp before she hit the dumpster.
Bruce.
That way she wouldn't feel the pain.
You had the $50. Just give her the $50.
But the laughter. It was the laughter that made me crazy. And I just remember as she dropped to the sidewalk as a flaming hooker ball.
Oh, my God. Bruce.
The explosion when she hit the dumpster. Something I'll never forget. That's how I came up with Blinded by the Light.
Nope.
Right. Oh, man. Great Ralph Garman right there. If you want to get your Ralph Garman fix, he's on Patreon. Just search The Ralph Report, and I think it's like $3 a month if you want, on the lower end, all the way up to $20. And the higher subscription rate you go with, the more little add-ons you get, like a Ralph Garman autograph, or he'll call you. You know, different.
He'll make you breakfast. He'll drive you to school.
I think that's one of them.
I think that's one of them. Right?
Yeah. All right, next call.
Hey, this question is for the B Team podcast.
That's us.
I heard the Keanu interview, and that was brutal.
Oof.
But I know there's been times where people have responded back to Bean. Could we get like a compilation of like the top insults where the guests like clap back at Kevin or Bean?
First of all, I like compilation.
Yeah, the compilation. I would, but it's a lot of time. So, by the way, I don't remember. I know Bill Burr.
Do you have Bill Burr? That's the only one I remember.
That's the only one I remember. Bill Burr, you know,
Jay Moore may have.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you give me a list, then it might be worth my time, but Kevin and Bean for my, or Kevin
no,
from Kevin,
Kevin
and Bean.
For, yeah, he'll have it.
Here's your assignment, dude. So, yeah, if you want to pick up my slack, I would appreciate it. All right, next call.
Hey, this message is for the B Team. I was just listening to Ralph Garman's podcast, actually. He was telling a story about how he did a parody song for one of the Osbournes after she did a cover of some, I don't know the details, but he was telling the story, and I'm wondering if you have the audio of Ralph Garman as Ozzy Osbourne singing. I think the song is called Kelly, Don't Eat It. I don't know. Something like that. Anyway, if you can find it, that'd be cool. If not, I probably didn't give enough details. What else is new? All right. Squish. Bye.
Like, I had to be drunk, right? Is that,
I don't know.
Yeah, we totally found it. And this is when... oh, by the way, are the Osbournes coming back to MTV?
That may happen.
Is that... Man.
Like, will you watch?
Would I watch? Hell no. I barely watched the first season. The only reason I think I even watched, you know what? It was just because I was in charge of pulling clips, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the only reason I
watched. I liked the Osbournes.
I used to watch
season.
That all the time.
Yeah, the first season was really good. Mm.
Yeah, but you know what?
Crazy, and that's how it goes.
Theme song.
Millions of people living as foes. Did Dick Cheese do that? Is that Dick Cheese?
It does sound like it. I'm not sure. Maybe.
It's a great intro. Great reality show.
I liked it.
Wasn't
liked
it a moment
Sharon
in time,
awesome.
Though? Because it was like the first of its kind. Now, we're so saturated with reality TV.
If I see another goddamn reality show, I'm going to slam my head through.
You guys
are
missing out.
Oh,
you guys are missing
Dave
out.
Dave loves his garbage TV, dude.
Look,
loves it.
Like, I don't care about the Housewives or any of that. You got to go for the fun stuff. The stuff where it's like competition or love. Love shows are the worst.
But aren't these
so bad.
But
like
these people.
Like you can't stop watching, Trainer?
Yes, exactly. Like, but they're terrible people.
That's my point. Like,
yes.
Why?
But like,
listen, there's enough terrible people that I have to work with. Like, you.
But it's so like.
Yeah, some of them are hot, though. That's why.
My problem with these, like, half of these reality shows now, not half, like 90% of them. They're so contrived, and they're so, it's just like.
Set up.
It's you know, all of them are set up, but it's like, for instance, Cartel Crew, they're gonna go after El Chapo's wife to have her on and talk about, like, life post.
Yeah, it's all made up.
Yeah, see, I don't want that.
And then, like, they have this guy who was, like, some Italian guy from New York, like, who looks like, you know, an older situation from Jersey Shore, and he's like. You know, you really crossed me yesterday. You know, you better watch out because you don't have your stuff intact here. I'm going to have to do something about it. And you're like, you're sitting there like,
so lame.
What are you going to do? Whack them on live TV? No, or on scripted fake reality shows?
Yeah, see, that's,
get the hell out of
here. That's stupid.
It's so stupid.
Honestly, Jersey Shore is so good.
Are you
good.
Still watching that?
I check in from time to time.
Oh my God, Dave.
Here's why.
How much time do you have on your hands?
I say I check in from time to time.
Too much time on his hands.
But it's crazy because they didn't change, but now they're just older
and
adults.
So they're just older, immature a-holes.
Yes, because now they're like...
They never matured.
Because, like, think about it. Like they've taken time off, right? But now they're getting back together. So, like, Snooki would be like, oh, it's been a long time since I partied. And they're doing, like, the Jersey Turnpike. And they're doing the same stuff they did. But now it's like...
Now they have
like,
children.
Now they have children, babies, mamas. Ronnie's getting beat up by his baby's mama.
Oh, my God.
Angelina made out with J-Wow's boyfriend who's, like, 24 years
Why
old.
Why do you want to see that,
it's
Dave?
It's funny.
But you saw that in the first 300 seasons of that show.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
But now they're older, and so am I.
They're going to take that show all the way until it's the geriatric show.
I don't care. It'll be awesome.
It's going to be unreal.
But see, the ones I really love are like the challenge, MTV challenge, where there's competition, where there's
crazy
game shows.
See, at least that's interesting.
Yes, it is interesting because they also, like, they're idiots and they're stupid. And then, but then the physical challenges, like the actual challenges, are cool to watch. Mm. So, and some of the girls are hot. So you're like, yeah.
It's like,
get it.
Then you got Cartel Crew. Nikki the Chin crossed me yesterday. I don't know how I'm going to have to deal with it.
You're
like,
right.
Stay tuned for tomorrow.
And then like X on the Beach where like they're hooking up with each other's exes and then they get mad. Oh, it's so good. It's so garbage, dude.
It's fine. Right. People watch this crap.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay. Yeah. But back to that dude's request.
Whatever, dude.
So we're just going to drop in the great Ralph Garman doing Kelly Don't Eat. And here you go. We're going to drop this in.
I know you'll be upset, 'cause you were always my little girl, but you're not little now, you're enormous. I tried to teach you fat from thin, but now you're the shape of a bowling pin. In a yellow dress, you look just like a school bus. I tried to warn you about the Häagen-Dazs, the Reese's Pieces and the Snickers bars, but now you're a f***ing cow, and I don't mean maybe. Please, Kelly, don't eat. You're twice the size of Jack. Kelly, don't eat. You'll have a heart attack. Put down that turkey leg and stop drinking the gravy. You always drink the gravy. I buy you shakes to try the Slim Fast plan. You drink them all and then you eat the cans. Kel, it's just not right, a girl at your size. You tried one diet, then you gave it up. When we lost our dog, I thought you ate it up. You could crush a Volvo in between your thighs. Please, Kelly, don't eat. All of our food is gone. Kelly, don't eat. You're grazing on the lawn. Put down that turkey leg and stop drinking the gravy. You always drink the gravy. I work f***ing hard on that gravy. Now it's all gone. That's no f***ing gravy for f***ing anyone else. You're like a big f***ing gravy-sucking machine, Kel. Just stop f***ing eating so much. Sharon! Sharon!
Fun fact about that, you guys.
Tell us.
That little bit right there, that song. Sharon Osbourne was not too thrilled about that with one Kevin and one Bean, and I believe wrote a strongly worded letter to K-Rock saying never to play that again.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. And that was just before Ozzy called Lightning and threatened him to come down here and beat him up with a bat, right?
Yeah, which we covered.
Yeah.
What did you cover that?
Probably what you were doing, Hot Topic or something.
Oh. Yeah. No, for sure.
Hey,
for sure.
You guys hear that Ozzy almost came down to the studio and threatened to beat Lightning?
I don't know why Dave's being a dick, because everybody doesn't listen to everything, Dave.
That is true. That is true. Because, like I said, not everyone listens to every episode.
Yes, not everybody listens to every episode.
Including Muggs.
Well, why would he? I don't even listen to I do because I edit it. But
yeah.
I got it. Okay, moving on.
Hey, B-Team. Squirt, just heard the podcast. Squirt. I wanted to give you a quick call because I left a message about a pool table. Bean was on The Price is Right, and he overbid by an extreme amount. It was $5,000, and then Ralph just destroyed him on air about his incredible overbid. I don't have much more detail other than that, but they went back to it for quite some time. But, Bean was on The Price is Right.
What?
And said, $5,000, Bob?
No.
And was just extremely wildly over the budget. So that was the clip I was hoping you could pull. Anyway, thanks for doing the bare minimum.
You're quite welcome.
Sir, I think you're confused. Bean was never on The Price is Right.
The only thing that I know is that Kevin was never on a game show from my recollection, and Bean was on How to Win a Million. What was that show?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
But he was a lifeline.
Ray Romano's lifeline.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he wasn't even a contestant.
But no. Because
you know what was money? I think money was on The Price is Right.
I have no idea.
I think.
Look, I want to be on The Price is Right.
I would be on The Price
is Right.
And
now that CBS Radio doesn't own us anymore, we could technically go on.
By the way, a B-hole had a great idea. They're like, yo, why didn't they ever do Family Feud Morning Show editions?
Oh, man.
That would be awesome. I would love to do that. So anybody who's producing Family Feud, I mean, I'm sure you know someone out there who does that. Throw that out there because it would be great for shows across the country to battle each other. That would be amazing.
But I don't know if, like,
that would
be
fun.
If you're a producer, I mean, yeah, it would be fun for the LA area people to have, you know, Kevin and Bean versus, you know, the Nick Cannon morning show or whatever. But if we're not known nationally, is it that fun?
It doesn't matter because it's the answers and stuff like that. Like you don't know who's a family of the Michelles are, you know? It's like, you don't know these people. You just get to know them in those quick amount of times.
Yeah.
So. Listen, okay. It would be a great idea. So that's make it happen.
Okay.
And
Survey
I want
says,
in.
What did you do?
So we have no idea what we were talking about, dude. So Bean was never on The Price is Right to my knowledge.
Maybe unless it was like a parody thing that like...
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
And
so.
Bean would hit it on the mark right away, by the way. You know, he wouldn't be way off on numbers.
Maybe. All right, next call.
Hey, Omar. It's August 20th, and I have pooped 644 times.
Oh, this guy!
If you break that down, that's like 2.76 times a day. It's not that crazy.
It wasn't me who had the problem. I believed him. I think Muggs was the one a little bit questioning. By the way, because...
No, I didn't buy it.
Oh, you didn't buy it.
I didn't buy it.
Dude, that's a lot of poops.
I never question people's poop skills.
Yeah, because he was like, it's January 3rd, and I pooped 400 times. You're like, no, you didn't.
By the way, this guy... Commitment, right?
Yeah.
Question is for the B team. I've been leaving questions for the B team, but I haven't been saying squish at the end. Is that a thing that I'm supposed to be doing to get on? I don't know. Squish?
It helps, but yeah, like yeah. I said before, you just call in and say, hey, this is for the B team. You're getting on the show.
Yeah.
All right, next call.
Hey, B team. It's me again. So about the squish thing.
Ooh,
I don't know if you guys were regular listeners on Loveline.
Dude, it's me.
It's me. Oh, I'm sorry, me.
But Mike Castlewood was in love with this segment in a movie. It used to like start the show every day where this guy is getting a BJ and he has like a gun pointed at the girl's head just screaming, you live.
Oh, is that
just because she's giving such a great BJ that he's not blowing her brains out. But yeah, it's a great clip. Look it up. You guys should play it. I recommend it. You guys both live. Sorry, beer bunk. Bye. Squish.
That's Squish.
Wait, what? Is that from like a...
It's from Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
So it's from Boogie Nights, and the scene in Boogie Nights is a scene from a porno. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's Dirk Diggler.
Yeah.
So it's not... It's the cops.
It's when they're cops.
It's one of the...
Right, it's Mark Wahlberg.
No.
Yeah, but
It's another character. It's another character that's doing it.
It's them as the characters in the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's the cop. Yeah, I remember they're bad cops.
Oh, is that what it
is? Yeah, yeah. And that's why he's like, yo, we're in the streets.
So
it's when they... It's the downfall of Dirk Diggler and Brock. What's the... John C. Reilly's character name?
Oh, man, I don't remember.
So, here's the clip, and...
I think, by
here,
the way,
check it out.
Yes, bitch! Yes. Bitch. Who's your daddy, bitch? Oh, you live. You live.
Really? Oh man, I mean that's more of a visual. I don't know why he would play that all the time.
Yeah, it's even funnier knowing that Drew goes, "You live."
Yeah. Well, now Dr. especially Drew. Now I know the context of it. Like, what the hell's wrong with Drew?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, man.
We're going to talk to him tomorrow, so I'm going to ask him about it.
Yeah, ask him about it, please.
What's wrong with Mike?
Wow. Where do we begin?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's
by the way, I love Mike.
You know, here's what I was going to say is that I've never met a nicer, more effed up guy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got issues.
Because he's got issues. However,
Mussolini.
He's one of the nicest guys I think I know.
Yeah.
And brilliant. Super smart. Super smart. But twisted. Man.
Putin. Especially the pictures he sends.
Yeah, I do. I am not a fan of those.
Oh, dude, he sent me one. I don't even know if it was poop coming out of this girl's but it was like, it
wasn't frozen yogurt.
And
where
does he find this? Like even if I went out of my way to go track this stuff down, I couldn't find what he finds.
His phone must have so much like.
Oh, he goes on the dark web. For
like
sure.
Cache, yeah. like dude. So much viruses. Yeah. Just no memory.
Yeah. That dude, when it comes down to those kind of pics, is bad news for sure. All right, next call.
Hey, this question is for the B team. I was just calling in regards to the segment they did about Muggs' friend always taking pictures with her brother.
What?
And I was wondering, when you guys discuss things like that, of course we keep things anonymous, but has there ever been like any blowback from like the actual person saying, hey, I heard you guys talking about me? Like, even if you don't mention the name, or even when they're like making fun of celebrities, like... Has there any been type of blowback, like, yo, like, even though you didn't say my name, I know you guys were talking about me, and, like, then be upset about it?
I remember one instance. Obviously, we can't really name the artist, but, yeah, I remember one instance where Kevin and me were talking about somebody, and then it was a phone caller that called in and kind of, like, you know, said, this person did such and such, and then she happened to be listening, and she called her representation, and then she was just like, tell those a-holes, you know, or, you know, I don't know exactly what happened.
It was a lie. It was hooking up with celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then it someone was, said
somebody
something.
Somebody said something and we just took the call.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I remember that one instance. That's but as true. Far yeah. Yeah, as far as everything else, I don't think there's ever been repercussions of us, you know. I mean, we don't do a good job of you know, kind of like faking the funk, but most of the time everybody knows it's a comedy show. We're not, you know, I mean,
and at the same time, we're not throwing people under the bus.
We try not to be dicks.
Yeah, if they're not down with it, if they say don't say her name, then we won't say her name.
Absolutely.
If they say don't mention the story, you don't mention the story.
Yeah. Although I did screw up this week.
With who?
With, remember British Doc?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that was totally my bad.
Yeah, but no one knows who Doc is.
That's what I thought, too.
You know what I mean? Like, so no one does a reference.
Yeah, but some people brought up some good points, I think.
By the way,
I don't know.
Our HR person goes, I know who British Doc is, right? Oh, I know who it is. Can you tell me who it is? And I was like, I can't tell you. You're HR.
I got an email from, after that conversation, I come into my studio, and I got an email from one of the program directors from one of the stations.
Oh.
I'm like, hey, dude, you're totally talking about so-and-so. I'm like, yep.
In answer to that guy's question, the bit that we did about the brother and the sister always taking pictures, no idea.
What?
Yeah, no idea.
I mean,
you don't remember that day?
Oh, no, no. I know what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about.
If she does have an idea, she has not mentioned one thing to me.
Oh, yeah. You know what you're talking about then, right? Yeah. Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right. Next call.
I always know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Next call.
Jerks. B-team jerks. Oh. I'm 45 years old, and I'm getting ready for bed, and I'm singing, farting is a heart. Farting is a part of what I.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh,
farting is a part. Farting is a part. Farting is a part of life. Farting is a part. Farting is a part. Farting is a part of life.
Hey.
Oh, I love that.
I hope that gets stuck in your head. I don't know.
I was a little skeptical until I heard that I was getting both farts in both channels.
Stereo fart. It's got to be good. Talking about a good production, our buddy Tim Markle, who came out to the guys' night out and finally, you know, said hi.
Loyal B-hole.
Loyal B-hole, yeah. And a huge Kevin Bean fan as well. Did you guys listen to the two eyeballs covered?
No, I didn't.
No, not yet. He was telling me about it.
Good. So I want to play it for you guys, and I want to get your honest reaction because, I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm just going to play it for you guys, and then you guys could tell me your thoughts.
All right.
Who dares to enter the house of whores? It all started on a night just like tonight. I heard a creak. It came from the attic, so I went inside. That's when I saw two eyeballs. That night, I saw on the news two eyeballs, eyeballs, That night, I had a dream. It was about two eyeballs. They were rolling around until they ended up at a face. Let them stay. I heard a creak. It came from the attic. This time I didn't know. It came down with no head.
All right.
Oh, man. Very Primus feel to it.
Yeah.
Right?
But hell first off, he left out the most important part.
What was the most important part?
Two eyeballs, 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 eyeballs.
You bastard. I didn't even notice that.
Right? Wow. That's what everybody loves about it.
It was good up until that point.
Listen, Tim, get back into the lab, man. Yeah. You know what?
So
rework it.
I think he is.
Okay.
Because, you know, I talked to him about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I asked him, how did you do it? And he goes, I had to cut up all these different segments of when you guys talked about it throughout the years.
Oh, because, to get the lyrics?
To get the lyrics, because no one has ever put out the lyrics. And I go, oh, dude, I have the lyrics. I made my our intern go through it 1 year. And,
yeah, when we talked to him, like, originally, yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. So I have the lyrics, but I think he needs to redo it with eyeballs, oh, eyeballs, man. Eyeballs.
Yeah, sorry, Tim. You know what?
Here, look, I'm going to lay down the track for you, and then you could just use this. All right. Two eyeballs, 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 eyeballs. There, you can use that.
I'm gonna do one.
Okay, cool. Okay.
A better one.
Okay. Cool. All right, go. Two eyeballs, 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 eyeballs. All right, your turn. Okay. Omar.
Nah, I'm over it. All right, let's get to the next bit. We're gonna do remember this.
Remember this. Remember this.
Eyeballs, eyeballs, eyeballs.
Remember. It's time to reminisce.
Remember when Tim didn't put two eyeballs, eyeballs,
I know.
Eyeballs.
What a dumbass. In the song. So, once upon a time, Kevin and Bean used to call the Butterball Turkey Hotline. And basically what the bit was is, so back in the day, Dave, you or Lightning or whoever was in charge of calling wouldn't set up a phone operator at the Butterball Turkey Hotline. We would cold call.
We would just cold call it, yeah.
And an operator would pick up, and then Bean would be up on there all frantic, like, oh, my God, my turkey's going out of control. How do I get this turkey?
Yeah.
And then Ralph would, you know, yeah, he would play the part of the turkey.
He'd be flapping his leather jacket like.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, yeah. And hilarity would ensue, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, think about it. The Butterball Turkey Hotline people... they just want to be nice.
Yeah.
So they will play along like, okay, yeah, well, sir, blah, blah, blah.
And this used to drive Kevin crazy. Yeah, he hated it.
Funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, too. And however, with that said, once I think some law took it into effect that you couldn't, you couldn't cold call anybody, right?
Yeah, but that was part of it. And then at the same time, 1 year we did it, and the people got in trouble.
Oh, the operator got in trouble for playing along.
For playing along.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then going on the radio without permission from Butterball.
Oh, gotcha. So then, I didn't know that.
So then that's why they're like, no, sir, we can't do this anymore, blah, blah, blah. And okay. Then we're like, oh, boo.
Yeah, so, I mean, I thought it was funny. Kevin, not so much. So this one is from 2008, and I think, you know, it's a good one. It's one that Ralph did, so please enjoy. We're going to drop this in.
That was a drop in and gobble talk.
That's it. Just lame. Lame. That's it.
I'm just saying.
That's my objection.
You hate America, first of all.
I don't hate America. I love America.
It's a Thanksgiving tradition.
Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, ooh, Thanksgiving.
Wasn't funny once.
Turkey things are gonna happen.
Certainly wasn't funny twice.
Gobble, gobble.
Turkey things are gonna happen, Kevin.
Thanksgiving cooks outside my window.
Where are they?
Thanksgiving cooks behind a tree.
Thank you.
I wish the pilgrims could see. But I can't find them for the life of me. And it's Thanksgiving cooks outside my window pane.
Nothing funnier than that noise. If I ever go down to the stroke, I will this to Omar. No, this isn't annoying.
Thanksgiving cooks outside my window.
You hate Where Santa too they? Because he's fat?
Behind the tree.
Well, here's the thing. It's Kevin hates America. He hates Thanksgiving. He wished that the Indians had killed the pilgrims and we were all speaking Comanche today if he had his way. But we're not. And we're trying to celebrate the Thanksgiving season with our annual tradition of calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline. And you
I don't think
are
that's
just
an overstatement
raining
at all.
On our parade.
Yeah. I don't think that's an overstatement at all. I think that's pretty accurate that I wish
Your
we
Indian
were
name
speaking
would be
Comanche.
Stands with a-hole.
Look, it's never funny. It's not a funny concept.
Funny. It's funny. First of all, funny. Clever.
You call the Butterball Turkey Hotline and you act like you can't catch your turkey. What's funny about that?
Exactly. Hilarious. Even to hear you describe it, I got a smile
no,
on my face. Because that's not what they expect at the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Really?
They
what think, a surprise.
They think you're calling to get advice on how to cook a turkey. Here. We're trying to catch one.
Maybe you don't realize Butterball is a company that serves ready-to-cook turkeys. They're not in the turkey killing business.
You think it's not clear enough.
I think it must be. It must be that you're missing the point or else you would see the hilarity.
I understand it pretty well.
So when we call them, they're expecting, geez, what kind of rubs do I use to keep the turkey moist, or what temperature should I set it at? Instead, they get a guy who's dealing with a live turkey, and he needs to know how
right.
to kill
so
it.
So Ralph makes turkey noises, and Bean acts like a farmer, like he can't catch it. And if we get a hold of a person, they are never amused.
All right. For new listeners in 2008, as if there are any out there, describe what we're about to do, Ralph, and who all the various players are.
Let me.
All right, Tiny Tim.
Because I'm so excited. Ralph acts like a live turkey. And then Bean acts like a farmer, and we call the Butterball Turkey Hotline. And Bean asks how to catch the turkey, and hilarity ensues. There's nothing better.
That's exactly right.
This makes
that
my year.
Fairly accurate,
absolutely,
yes.
Right.
Butterball Turkey Hotline, by the way, has been up and operating since 1981. They have provided assistance to more than 2.6 million callers, but only one per year calls to ask how to catch a turkey, which is interesting,
right.
I think.
That's right. Let's dial them up, shall we, Psycho Mike? Why don't you?
Now let's hear some more facts about the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Look, they do excellent work over there.
Mm-hmm.
I almost hate to punk them, like the kids like to say, because they do such good work.
They get an average of 2,000 calls a day,
places,
by the way.
Places.
Butterball Turkey Hotline, this is Carol. How can I help you?
Carol, I'm so glad you answered. I really need your help.
Who am I talking to?
My name is Bean, and this is my first year to try to make my own turkey, and I'm having trouble catching it.
Oh, no. You know what? I got a solution.
Yes, help, please.
Go to the grocery store, walk up to one of those frozen cases. There's going to be a Butterball Turkey there waiting for you. You don't have to catch it. You just have to put it in your grocery cart and go to the checkout counter.
Carol, I got to be honest. I've already paid for this turkey, and times are tight, and I can't really afford to go out and buy another one. I mean, this one has to feed my family this year. I can't find the handle on this thing. How do you catch these things?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm the cooking expert. You're on your own.
Do you recommend a net or a blow dart? I mean, is there anything you can suggest? Can you ask around? You got to help me.
You know what? I'm like the president of the USA. I'm pardoning your turkey, and I'm sending you to the grocery store to get another one. Let that one run wild.
So you're saying that I should just let this turkey go, just open my front door and let him out?
Be kind, yep.
This is the worst advice I've ever heard from the Butterball Turkey Hotline. You're telling me to not eat a turkey.
Well, not that one. You guys are fun.
Yeah, we are.
See, hilarity ensues, Kevin.
I'll tell you, we are
Come on.
Fun.
Pardon.
We are fun, fun people.
Oh, Carol, I'm very deeply in love with you. Thank you for talking to us.
Have a good day.
Have Thank a good you. Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to
one Come
of
on! Woo! See you next year.
Come on. That was unexpected from the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
It was a change up a little bit. Yeah.
Wasn't funny, but unexpected. Nicely done.
There's Kevin actually giving a little bit of props, you know, to that bit. You know, as much as Kev Dog will give the Butterball Turkey Hotline bit, you know, props.
He hated that.
He
bit.
Did. He hated it so funny. Much. So good episode, guys. Once again, we're going to re-release or release, I guess.
We're going to release the secret podcast.
The lost episode
86.
Next week.
86.5.
Keep those afros calling. Colin, why
yes,
did you say that?
Keep those afros calling.
323-520-AFRO. And then you can also email me, omar@karoq.com.
The B Team. Yeah. The B Team. The B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team. Baby.
after.
Eyeballs.
Is there anything I forgot? I feel like I forgot something. No, we're good.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, at DJ Omar Khan and then
at Carol QKOM.
I don't check my.
Oh, I miss. I miss the guy who used to take our pictures and put a penis in it.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was awesome. But, yeah. You know, hey, if you're listening, penis us up again.
Penis it up.
Yeah.
Okay, bonus track time. You know, man, playing that Halloween king-size candy from Rosa G.
Hell yeah.
Was just so amazing. Yeah, loved it. So we're going to give them some thanks, dude.
It's a dope beat. Can we listen to it in real time?
Hells yeah. Let's do it.
Rosa G, back in the studio. Today I'm thankful for everything. It's Thanksgiving, y'all. So today I'm going to be giving some thanks.
Thanks.
It's the 4th, Thursday of November. Give some thanks. Thanksgiving time, so you know I gotta give some thanks. And it's cold outside, which I like. Give some thanks. I can wear my favorite turkey sweater. Give some thanks. La familia is here. Give some thanks. My cousin from Alhambra. My second cousin from Santa Clarita. My third cousin from Pasas Ricas. All here. Give some thanks. To celebrate the blessings of the harvest. Give some thanks. Thanks. Thanks and thanks. Thanks. Give some thanks. Thanksgiving is the best, so I gotta give some thanks. Thanks. Thanks and thanks, thanks, give some thanks. Thanksgiving is the day that I gotta give some thanks. So now I find a seat at the table. Give some thanks. I bow my head in prayers cause I gotta give some thanks. But it's also a secular tradition. Give some thanks. It's finally time to eat. Give some thanks. The cornucopia is real. Give some thanks. It's also called the horn of plenty. Give some thanks. Turkey, mashed potatoes, and gravy. Give some thanks. Cranberry sauce shaped like a cylinder? Thanks. Thanks and thanks, thanks. Give some thanks. Thanksgiving is the best, so I gotta give some thanks. Thanks. Thanks and thanks, thanks. Give some thanks. Gracias, gracias, gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Okay.
And now I'm feeling really sleepy. Give some thanks. But then I wake up really quick. Give some thanks. Cause there's more to be thankful for. Give some thanks. Like my amazing wardrobe. Give some thanks. And for riding on my scooter outside. Give some thanks. Then getting to a really nice park. Give some thanks. Standing next to this pretty tree. Give some thanks. For nature's amazing mysteries. Give some thanks. Thanks. Thanks and thanks, thanks. Give some thanks. Thanksgiving is the best, so I gotta give some thanks. Thanks. Thanks and thanks, thanks. Give some thanks. Thanksgiving is the day that I gotta give some thanks. Gracias, 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 gracias.
That's beautiful.
Okay, cool.
Beautiful.
Love it.
You know, she does need to get
much.
Little John on that, though.
Oh, by the way, no, screw Little John.
Why?
She needs some Muggos in her life. Dude, oh, imagine a Rosa G and Muggos collab?
Muggs, can we do a remix
Are
and
you
get some
kidding
thanks
me?
Where Muggos just drop, like, you know how they do old songs and they just throw, like, another verse in? Oh, like,
yeah,
oh
yeah,
remix.
Yeah.
We got to get Muggos the instrumental.
We could see, yeah. Oh, dude. Hey, by the way, yeah, that would be awesome.
I can hit her up for the instrumental.
So that would be awesome. That would be great. However, has Rosa G ever put out a Christmas song?
I don't know.
There you
dude
go.
Dude, if you could get a Rosa G and Muggo song.
I'm down.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Acoustic Christmas is right around the corner, and Muggos did it last year.
Yep.
There's nothing stopping us from doing it this year.
Hell no.
Dude, that would be huge.
Thanks. Get some thanks.
I think Rosa would be down.
I got to start writing.
What do you think?
I got to start writing.
Dave?
Hit her up.
I'll hit her up.
Really?
Yeah. I'll hit her
My penises are hard already.
Yeah.
You have multiple penises?
Is that penises?
Yeah.
Peni? My penises are getting hard.
Yo, so we're listening to that song, and I just had this important thought that just came into my mind. What do you think the food and beverage department are going to do this big Thanksgiving podcast? That was just a thought they came to
the
my
food
mind
and beverage department? You mean Old Man Ruben's podcast? I don't know what they're doing.
Do you think they're going to do like this whole Thanksgiving breakdown of food?
I hope so.
It really concerns me.
No, I think what they do is more. No, Thanksgiving. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
It's just depressing. I gotta know.
I thought they do more like restaurants and like fads, like foodie stuff.
They do.
Like, yeah, right?
But
is that what they
but
do?
Thanksgiving's all about food. So why not
I came up with a great idea.
But I think Thanksgiving stuff is like basic bitch food stuff.
Well, it's
No, but I came up with a great. Probably someone's going to steal this and do this.
Okay.
But it's okay.
Did one of you guys fart in here?
It's not starting. It's seeping in. I know.
Fart.
It smells like ass in here.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving cake pops. You have the stuffing as like the main cake. Inside the stuffing, you have
like a little
mashed
bit of
potatoes.
Like a little bit of meat in there, too?
Mashed potatoes.
Yo, I would eat that.
Turkey meat. Cranberry sauce and gravy. All
no
on,
cranberry sauce, but I would eat that.
Cranberry sauce is good. It's not great.
All on one cake pop.
I would eat that.
But it's not. You call it a cake pop, but it's not
a
cake. It's actual Thanksgiving food.
It's a stuffing pop.
Yes. How great
Dude,
does that sound?
That sounds amazing.
Hey, bento box.
I got to do that. I got to figure that out.
Hey.
Side of rice. Can you make that?
Who's side of rice? And that really does sound racist. Yeah.
No, side of rice is her Instagram, is her Twitter handle.
Is she Asian?
No. She does bento boxes.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and make that?
Wow.
Were you like,
dude, Muggs.
Sorry.
That's a great idea.
What?
The Thanksgiving cake pops.
I know.
Has that been done?
Not that I know, but it is. It does sound delicious.
Dude.
Because stuffing is the best part about Thanksgiving.
Stuffing is good. Stuffing is good.
It is the only part
All that
of
stuff combined into one little like bite thing. Damn. We need to bring this on the Kevin and B, or you find somebody.
Let's find a chef who would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This sounds pretty
is
good.
Is it possible? Is it not possible? I don't know.
All right. I don't know,
to quote Omar. I think it is. I think it is possible.
Get Gordon Ramsay on the phone.
How is it possible if you could? Because meat has to be shaped in a ball.
Yep.
It has to be fried. Because if you fry it, then
oh, that would make it even better.
Even better.
Because fried stuffing is bomb, too.
I've never had it.
Fried turkey is bomb.
It's good. It's a little too greasy for me. It's a little too greasy. It's good, but it's a little too greasy for my taste.
It would have to be fried.
Dude. I think you're onto something. I don't know.
What's his name? What, Sarah's husband is a chef.
Sarah. Lawson?
Yeah.
I like how we're just brainstorming on the podcast. Should we say bye and then just, brainstorm off?
Welcome to our brainstorming.
They're going
to
hear this.
This is our writer's retreat.
But great idea, Muggs.
Dave Sanchez, patent pending cake stuff pop.
Okay, boomer.
It's making me a little hungry. I like it. All right.
But it still smells like fart in here. What
it does.
Is going
what
on?
Is up with that?
You farted.
No, I didn't fart. I would claim it, guys. It smells like eggs.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say bye.
I wonder if Stryker walked up.
Bye-bye.
And, stuck his butt in the crack because of that one time.
That one time where almost
like payback.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, and by the way, before we leave, I got called out on Twitter the other day about saying, how K-Rock has lost its edge. Hearing Carolla and Kimmel on the last show, Bean's last show the other day, reminded me how you guys lost your edge. And, what happened to the good old days? When's the last time someone farted in the studio? For the other person to come in, and I just simply responded yesterday.
that was a lackluster response.
What, my response?
Yeah, because it would have been better if you would put a GIF with the fart on him and be like, now, boom, farted on you.
I'm farting on you, baby. I'm farting on you.
Can I leave and then, you guys just say bye?
This is really
I wonder who got through this, really.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, who's heard this part?
Seriously.
I got to go pick up my kid.
I got to go pick up my kids. So do I. I got to go with my dog.
You don't have a kid.
I got to go feed my dog. Kids.
It's not a kid, dude.
I didn't say it was a kid. I said it was a dog.
Okay, can I cut you off now?
Yes.